Feral pigs can be a hazard to your health and to your livestock's health. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
As feral pigs continue to spread across portions of the U.S., you do well to keep your distance from them. In Texas, where the feral pig population is estimated at 2.5 million head, Brent Moore is a regional veterinarian with the Texas Department of State Health Services.
And when we think of biosecurity measures on farm operations, we're thinking of farm-to-farm transition of pathogens, and we also work to keep the animals inside the property. But we don't oftentimes manage effectively keeping wildlife populations from getting into the farm operations.
Moore says feral pigs can carry zoonotic diseases, which can transmit to humans and, of course, to other livestock. You may not know if your farm animals have been in contact with them.
When you go to your doctor, let them know that you work in an environment where you can be exposed to these organisms. These are diseases that aren't super common, but they're probably underdiagnosed and not recognized as frequently as they could be because of a lack of knowledge of being exposed to these organisms.
For additional resources on protecting yourself and your farm operation, visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.